Are you a people pleaser? It is not the same thing as being kind and considerate. It's easy to fall into the people-pleasing trap and not even know it. We think our kindness drives our behavior, but sometimes fear does instead. The more successful you become, the more people you will displease. Here are the key problems with people-pleasing. You'll never please everyone. There's only so much time in a day. It takes you away from your goals and responsibilities. It attracts manipulators and advantage takers. You give away your power to others. It is not always the caring and considerate action. It's exhausting physically and emotionally. It's not authentic. It causes distrust. It's not viewed as a leadership trait. Here are 18 signs that you may be a people pleaser. You don't do what you want if it may hurt others' feelings. You go out of your way to not bother other people. You ask for permission to express yourself. You do what you think others want, even without knowing if they want it. You apologize and over-justify. You smile at others even when you don't feel like it. You agree with others even if you don't really agree. You don't express dissenting or strong views. You say yes when you mean no. You mimic others around you. You worry about what you need to do to fit in. You let others make decisions on your behalf. You offer help without anyone asking for it. You do anything you can to avoid conflict. You try to make others like you. Your priorities are secondary. You see yourself as the giver. You never interrupt others, but others interrupt you all the time. Here's how you can reduce your people-pleasing. Remember, you are not responsible for other people's feelings. Focus more on your needs and desires. Be more aware of your people-pleasing and get tiny wins every day by saying no and asking for what you want. Here are some quotes for you to consider before people-pleasing. The only thing wrong with trying to please everyone is that there's always at least one person who will remain unhappy. You, Elizabeth Perker. Care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner. Lao Tzu. I can't tell you the key to success, but the key to failure is always trying to please everyone. Ed Sharon. You won't worry so much about what others think of you if you realize how seldom they do. Eleanor Roosevelt. If you try to people please, you please none. Aesop. A healthy relationship will never require you to sacrifice your friends, your dreams, or your dignity. Kinder Kalotra. There is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. Aristotle. Connection is not built off people pleasing. Connection happens when you can be honest with someone and they are secure enough in themselves to respect where you are at. Elizabeth Sue. If our primary goal is to be approved of, then we are not going to take risks. We are not going to speak out. We are going to try and blend in. Arianna Huffington. I realized I was more convincing to myself and to the people who were listening when I actually said what I thought versus what I thought people wanted me to hear me say. Ursula Burns. The first thing I say to a woman is put aside the guilt. I think we're all genetically programmed to feel guilty for not giving total effort at the job. Indra Nooyi. People pleasing or not, it is a choice. Choose to keep your power, your priorities, and your authenticity. Summary. People-pleasing reduces your productivity, the quality of your relationships, and your overall happiness. It also diminishes your chance of getting promotions and leadership roles. And it is not a sign of kindness or caring. It is a sign of fear, of rejection. Find how many people-pleasing behaviors you have. To reduce people-pleasing, remember you are not responsible for other people's feelings. Focus more on your own needs and desires and get tiny wins every day by saying no and asking for what you want. The only thing wrong with trying to please everyone is that there's always at least one person who will remain unhappy. You, Elizabeth Parker.